What is up, guys? Welcome back to the Fit Cook Life podcast. I am your host, Coach Ronnie Denman, and this is my first solo season since Cam has joined the military. He's out at basic training right now, so I am taking the reins on the podcast, and we're talking all about fitness, food, and mindset. So get ready to have some fun, take some notes, and let's dive into it. Today's podcast is being brought to you by the sponsors over at Apothecary ATL. They are our number one trusted source in the Sandy Springs area for CBD. If you are interested in learning anything more about CBD and how it can help you in your fitness journey, make sure to follow them on Instagram at Apothecary ATL. Now, without further ado, let's get into the podcast. In today's episode, we will be discussing the importance of adding in fat into your daily nutrition and how it affects the body. All right, that is right, guys. Welcome back to the Fit Cook Life podcast. This is episode number 56, Facts About Fat. I am your host, Coach Ronnie Denman, and I want to thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Fit Cook Life podcast. In episode number 55, our last episode, we broke down the importance of adding carbs into your daily nutrition and how they affect the body. And now in this episode, we're going to build on the nutritional aspect of it and focus more on dietary fat. So first thing that I want you guys to know whenever we're talking about fat, this is talking about the food that you are eating. This is not body fat, okay? And one of the biggest things that I hear from people all the time is, well, if I eat fat, I'm going to get fat. Not necessarily. Eating fat does not make you fat. Eating excess calories is what makes you fat. Now, the excess calories can come from fat, or it can come from carbs, or it can come from protein. Whenever you're looking at the body storing fat, what it really comes down to is, are you taking in more calories than you're burning throughout the day? If that's the case, then your body is going to start storing those extra calories in the form of body fat. It can come from carbs, fat, or protein. So I just wanted to go ahead and clear the air of that, clear the bad information that's out there about fat. We learned in the last episode that there's a lot of misinformation about carbs too, and that carbs are actually beneficial for you, and fats are actually beneficial for you too. So stop demonizing dietary fats. Your body needs them to survive. Fat is our second macronutrient that we're going to discuss. Like I said in the previous episode, we discussed our first one, carbs, and we're going to break it down. My goal here is to break it down into simpler terms so you, the listener, can start implementing changes into your daily nutrition and start fueling your body the way that it's supposed to be fueled. And the way that we do that is that we learn how we are fueling our bodies, what we're putting in our body, how it's going to affect us. So like I said, that is my main goal here in this episode, to really break that down for you into simpler terms. That way you can understand what fat does for the body and how much you should be taking in. So one of the first facts about fat that we're going to bring up here that has to be established here in the beginning is that fat is more calorically dense than carbs and protein. What I mean by that is that fat comes in at a whopping 9 calories per gram, where carbs and protein come in at 4 calories per gram. So that's more than double the amount of calories per gram that you are consuming. Now, to put that in perspective, if you're eating 100 grams of protein, that's going to be about 400 calories. Now, if you're eating the same 100 grams of fat, that's 900 calories. So right here, that's just telling us that we're going to have to pay a little more attention to the amount of fats that we're including into our daily nutrition. We're not going to need to have as many fats as we are our protein. We're not going to necessarily need as many fats as we are our carbs, because it is so much more calorically dense. So now that we've learned a little bit about the nutritional information as far as how many calories per gram are in fat versus carbs and protein, let's start breaking it down and figure out, what does fat actually do for the human body, and why should we be eating it, and why should we include it into our daily nutrition? First thing that we need to know is that since it is a macronutrient, one of its primary purposes is providing us with energy. So we learned in our last episode that carbohydrates are the body's preferred number one source of fuel, but fat also provides you with energy as well. Another thing that fat provides you with is essential fatty acids. So this is basically getting into the really small molecular level of things, just like we did in the last episode with glucose in relation to carbs. You can start to think of essential fatty acids as the primary nutritional element that you're getting from your dietary fat. Basically, it gets the name essential because your body can't make it. So if your body can't make it, you have to be taking this in order for your body to function properly. Now, one of the biggest things that essential fatty acids help us out with is the construction of cell membranes. Now, I know this is getting down like in the nitty-gritty, the deep, like very small, minute things, but guys, please trust me and know that if you are not able to make your cell membranes, then everything is just going to go to crap. So it is super important to include the dietary fat because it does help in the construction of cell membranes. Fat also helps us absorb different vitamins, vitamins A, D, E, and K. These are different vitamins that help your body function. They help us with all different types of processes throughout the body. And if we cannot absorb these vitamins, then we are going to be in a deficiency. And once you get in a deficiency, then the body starts acting up and you're going to see symptoms. And you cannot absorb these vitamins without dietary fat. So it's important whenever you're taking your multivitamin in the morning to be eating a well-rounded meal that includes carbs, fat, and protein to make sure that you're able to absorb all those nutrients that you're taking in from that. Another thing that fats help us out with is proper development and functioning of the brain and nervous system. So if you're not eating your fats, then your brain's just going to start to melt away, basically, and you're not going to be able to fire on all cylinders, if you will. No, I'm totally kidding about that. Your brain's not going to melt away or anything, but it is important because it does help with that nervous system transmitting signals throughout, making your body contract the muscles, making your body perform daily functions that you need to just to survive, like breathing and regulating your heart rate. Fat also helps us produce hormones in the body. It helps to keep hair and nails healthy, regulates body temperature by filling those fat cells to provide you with insulation, and it's actually important to have a certain level of body fat because your body's going to be out of whack if you don't have that insulation, and then it's going to start affecting those hormones just like everything we're talking about. So bottom line here, you need to be eating fat, guys. So now that we've learned a few facts about fat and what it actually does for our body, let's break it down a little bit further and figure out the difference between the different types of fat. Because just like carbs, all fat is not created equal. So our two different types of fat that we're going to be discussing is saturated and unsaturated fats. Breaking it down here, saturated fats typically come from animal sources, and they're normally solid at room temperature. So examples of this are going to be things like butter, bacon, steak, sausage, cheese, ice cream, and coconut oil. Now, unsaturated fats typically come in plant and vegetable sources, and they're mostly liquid at room temperature. So an example of this, you can think of your avocados, your nuts, your vegetable oil being like peanut oil, sunflower, or corn oil, and then even fatty fish are actually a source of unsaturated fat. Now, what's the big difference between saturated versus unsaturated? So to keep things super simple here in terms of cholesterol and everything like that, saturated fats have been shown to have a correlation with increasing LDL cholesterol levels, which is typically the bad cholesterol levels that you'll hear of, and it can lead to cardiovascular issues like stroke, heart attack, and other types of heart diseases. Now, in comparison to that, on the flip side, you have unsaturated fats. And now these have been proven to have a correlation with increasing your HDL cholesterol levels, the good levels of cholesterol, and also lowering those LDL levels, the bad cholesterol. So what these unsaturated fats are doing for us is basically reducing our risk of getting cardiovascular disease. So my recommendation for you, the listener, is to eat more unsaturated fats than you do saturated fats. If you want to try to put a number behind it, try to have like a 2-to-1 ratio where you're eating twice the amount of unsaturated fats versus saturated fats. So now naturally, the next question that you're probably asking is, Coach, how much fat should I be taking in each day? You said we need to be having a minimum of something. What is that number? Now, what I recommend for my clients is to have around 20 to 35% of their daily calories coming from their dietary fat. Now, if you break that down into a nutritional plan of someone who has 2,000 calories a day, that's around 44 to 77 grams of fat per day. 44 being at the low end, that 20%, the minimum that you need to take in, and 35 being the high end that I like to recommend, which is the 77 grams. Now, in comparison to that, that same person is probably going to have a protein goal between 130 and 160 grams of protein per day. So you're looking at more than double the amount of protein in comparison to the amount of fats that you're taking in. So I hope this underscores the importance of tracking your fats and making sure that you know the sources that they're coming from. Because guys, eating way too much fat, by eating that fast food, by eating the potato chips, by eating the ice cream, those are just those sneaky calories. And those are those foods that once you start eating, you can't get enough. So try to avoid those foods at all costs if you can. Those are those foods that I like to refer to as my trigger foods. And those are the foods that I only like to have in moderation. So the last little bit here, we're going to talk about how we like to coach our clients whenever it comes to looking at nutrition as a whole to start making recommendations. So if you guys are ever interested in becoming a client, make sure to reach out, hit up the website, schedule your free 30-minute clarity call, and we can kind of dive into a little bit more of this. But this is how we like to coach our clients whenever it comes to taking a look at their carbs, fat, protein, everything nutrition related. So first thing first, what we like to do is take a look at their eating habits. What we like to have them do is track their food for about 1 to 2 weeks without major changes in their typical eating, just so we can establish what those eating habits are. Figure out how much protein they're getting right now. Figure out what kind of foods they typically like to eat. Figure out if they're eating more fats or if they're eating more carbs, what those sources are coming from. I like for people to track their food for that 1 to 2 weeks in the beginning, just so I can get an idea and give you better customized recommendations for different things that you can do. Now, after that, we make sure to set a protein goal. That's number one, is making sure that we hit our protein goal, breaking it down into our meals, into our portions. Okay, I need to get 30 grams in this meal. I'm going to be having 4 meals throughout the day. My goal is 120 grams. I'm going to be eating 30 grams per meal. So we're knocking that out, establishing that in the beginning. And then we're going to figure out if they like to eat heavier on carbs or if they like to eat more higher fat food. Because with carbs and fat, I like to kind of think of them as being almost interchangeable in a sense. So you have your daily overall calorie goal that you're trying to go for. You have your protein. That's a non-negotiable that you're going to hit. Now, the calories that come from carbs and fats, you can kind of play around with. So that's where the whole flexible eating comes into play. What I like to coach for my clients is that if you're having higher fats one day, just make sure that you have low carbs that day. And if you're having high carbs, make sure you stay on the lower side for your fats. We have that range that we can kind of play with here, and we know that we need to be taking in certain amounts of each one of our fats, of our carbs, in order to provide our body with the fuel that it needs to perform and provide us with the nutrition that we need to perform our daily activities. So then after that, we're looking at breaking it down, like I said, into what types of fat are you eating? Are you eating more saturated fats or are you eating more unsaturated fats? In the sense of fat, that's what this episode is talking about. That's what I like to focus in on. And then start making recommendations of how we can swap out foods in order to reach your macro goal. So if you're eating high on carbs every single day, you're spilling over on your carbs, but you're always coming in low on your fats, I'm going to make recommendations. Hey, why don't you start adding this food in? Why don't you start adding in a handful of nuts into your lunch and then cut back on the amount of rice that you're adding into that meal prep? And that's going to help you reach that macro goal a little bit better. And it's going to have a little bit more variety in your daily food, which is going to be great. It's always good to spice things up. I know whenever I'm meal prepping, I tend to stick with the same foods and it gets boring sometimes. So by having that opportunity to really break it down and look at everything and having a coach there to make those recommendations and be like, you're doing great, but we just need to make small pivots. That's what I like to coach for our clients. That's how we like to do our nutrition around here. So if you guys are interested in becoming an online client, you get the nutrition included as well. We go over a call each week, a weekly check-in. You can talk to me over Zoom. I treat you just like I would any of my in-person clients. So if you guys are interested in becoming an online training client, make sure to send me an email, info@thefitcooklife, or you can always reach out to me on Instagram @thefitcooklife. My personal Instagram is @RonnieDinman. But in conclusion here, a couple of things that I want you guys to take away from this episode is that number one, fats are definitely more calorically dense versus carbs and protein. They have over twice the amount of calories per gram, so it's important to pay attention to the food that you're putting in your body and pay attention to where those fat sources are coming from. We learned that fats provide our bodies with energy, they help us with many cellular processes, and they promote overall health. You should be eating more unsaturated fats. That is the fat that's coming from the plants and fish versus your saturated fats, which are your animal fats. And that is important because it helps to regulate our cholesterol levels and ultimately reduces the risk of having cardiovascular diseases. We want to keep you guys healthy. We want to keep you safe. So make sure you are taking in more unsaturated fat than your saturated fat. And also, one of our biggest takeaways from this episode, we learned that eating fat does not make us fat. Eating too much of anything will make you fat. So be mindful of the calories that you're taking in. Make sure you're staying active so you can burn off some of those calories that you're taking in. It's also good for the body to stay moving. In the next episode, we're going to be talking all about our final macronutrient, which is protein. So make sure you guys stay tuned for episode 57. I want to thank you so much for listening to this one. I'm out to go train some people. Y'all have a great night. Well, that wraps up another episode of the Fit Cook Life podcast. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, make sure to share it with a friend. We love to build the community. And if you guys ever have any questions for me, or if you have any topics you want me to cover in the future, make sure to send me an email, info@thefitcooklife.com. Also, if you're interested in training with me, make sure to check out the website. We have training specials on our online training, personal training, and small group training right now. Just head on over to www.thefitcooklife.com. If you're not following us on social media, you definitely should be. You're going to get the most up-to-date information on there. Check out what's going on in the community at The Fit Cook Life. You can also follow me directly at Ronnie Denman. And until the next episode, I hope you guys stay safe, have fun, and get active.